Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up when we get back right after this.
This is Daryl Holiday. Sometimes instant gratification is a good thing, especially when the subject's your low pH soil. You need your ag lime to go to work instantly. Pelletized lime from MK Minerals does just that. We grind it into a fine powder, then granulate it. So like an IV for your soil, Pell Lime from MK Minerals is that instant shot of what your winter wheat needs this fall. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay, get MK, MK Minerals.
It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
While sharp pressure was seen in the cattle trade today with no significant support coming from either fundamental or technical factors, causing traders to quickly liquidate positions, pressure in lean hog futures quickly developed through the late morning, while corn prices were lower in light trade with September corn futures about 1 cent lower. Stock markets were also lower in light trade with the Dow Jones 10 points lower, while NASDAQ is only down 4 points. Sharp losses continued to develop through the live cattle futures today with no sense of short or long-term support seen through the market. Uncertainty of drawing short or long-term support impacted the entire complex, where most of the pressure over the last couple weeks has been driven by nearby trade activity. This move seems to have focused on the pressure through the 2017 marketing year. Triple-digit losses quickly developed through most of the feeder cattle futures today as traders tried to find a sense of the market support, but so far, there's been no evidence of any additional interest stepping back into the market. Front-month August futures continued to hold a narrow gain based on general market inactivity, but the sharp triple-digit losses through the rest of the complex kept any attentions away from the narrow support. Grain futures were lower today with more technical weakness that developed overnight. Outside markets were also in play as investors debated the timing of the next increase in interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The dollar was stronger, casting a bearish tone on commodities. Corn prices were lower, taking December futures below its 25-day moving average to a one-week low. While traders debated the size of the 2016 crop, supplies overall still appeared burdensome no matter what the final yield turns out to be. Soybeans were lower today, keeping the market to its two-week trading range. Though strong demand underpinned prices, USDA made no new sales announcements. And finally, wheat prices were lower with some soft red winter wheat contracts that made new lows. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.